This is Brother Hanson from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Isaiah. I know we've probably went through the book of Isaiah 3, 4, 5, I don't know, 10 times over the last 25, 30 years. Anyway, we're going through it again. And we're at the 34th chapter, if you'd like to read along. 34th chapter, and let's go ahead and get started. Draw near, O nations, to hear and to listen, O peoples. Let the earth and all it contains hear, and the world and all that springs from it, for the Lord's indignation is against all nations. Did you hear that? You know, we hear that God is a loving God and He's not going to do anything that we don't like. Well, we've got another thing coming. If we think that God is just going to do what we want Him to do or do what we think He's going to do because His ways are not our ways and our ways are not His ways. If we just think a moment of what in the world has happened over the transpired over the last 4 years in the Antichrist Biden administration concerning the mutilation of little children, concerning the installment of such infidels and such an installment of these perverted, those that were perverted, obviously perverted, in places of high stature, in high, in places of obedient, people that, would do just anything that the hierarchy tells them. And we don't see this in our conservative party. We can't get along. We can't agree. But yet the Democrat Party is in unison always, it seems like. And it's in unison with the devil and with Satan, with evil, most of the time. And placing people in positions that run the lives of other people, say, for example, the school system, public school system, the military, putting people that are not qualified, but yet DEI, not qualified, but yet diversity, equity, inclusion. And this is what happened in Los Angeles. They put people in their fire department that just simply were not qualified. And when it all boils down and we have some kind of a catastrophe, luckily we didn't have a catastrophe over the last 4 years. Otherwise, the people in office, it seems like, have no clue what to do. But they're diverse. They're included. And they racially fit the bill. But they're not competent. They have no idea what they're doing. And this has happened over the last 4 years, and it seems like the Antichrist has been installed. Well, it's time to uninstall these Antichrist people that have been in office for the last 4 years. It's time to get rid of everyone. If they can't get saved, accept the Bible as it is, get rid of them. It's time to install people that are godly, people that at least believe in Jesus Christ. And His indignation is against all the nations, and His wrath against all the armies. He has utterly destroyed them. He has given them over to slaughter. Oh my goodness, this is a battle of Armageddon. And many that have come against Israel have been turned over to a place where they will be slaughtered or they will not count for anything. Why? Because nations that come against Israel are going to be cursed. It's as simple as that. Nations that have come against God's people are going to be slaughtered. They're going to live under a curse. And that's just the way it is, folks. That's the way it's been. And if we think that it's not, then we're fooling ourselves. We are absolutely fooling ourselves because it's something that God has promised down through the years that if people turn against his people Israel, they're going to suffer. They're going to suffer greatly because the God has already issued out his judgment in the book of the Revelation. And if we think he's not going to, and he's just going to bypass because he's a DEI God, we're living a dream, a fantasy, a total in ignorance, because God is not DEI. God is not diverse just because of race, creed, color. God is a good God, and he's very, very fair. But he don't care whether you believe him or not. And if you're not living according to faith and living according to the blood of Jesus, you're living under a curse. And it's coming, folks. It's coming. Read the book of the Revelation. You'll find out exactly what's going to take place. And these things are not just written that we might bypass them or we might just ignore them or tear a page out. They're going to happen, folks. One way or another, they're going to happen. And we need to realize there's going to be a lot of collateral damage as a result of these things that are written in the book of the Revelation. And these things are not just written down so that we may simply ignore them. They're true. They're coming to pass, whether we like it or not. He's given them over to slaughter, so that their slain will be thrown out, their corpses will give off their stench. That doesn't sound good to me. But the Battle of Armageddon is going to be this way. They're going to be counting the dead. They're going to be marking the dead, burying the dead. They're going to be driving around marking the dead, and then professional buriers going to be burying the dead. And the mountains will be drenched with their blood. The mountains that they're going to be walking to Israel, sneaking maybe, going to be drenched with their blood. And all the host of heaven will wear away. And the sky will be rolled up like a scroll. And all their hosts will also wither away. There's going to be some kind of a supernatural defense of Israel. Whether you like it, whether I like it, whether nobody. If you don't believe this, if you think the Jews are evil, and I'm part Jewish, you may want to reconsider, because the property, the landscape, the Israel itself has been promised to the Jews. It belongs to them. And there's so many march against Israel. They march against them. Oh, they hate Israel. All they're doing is putting themselves under a curse. That's exactly what they're doing. Putting themselves under a curse when they turn against Israel. In this country, the more they allow it, the more they allow these militant people to march in the streets and pronounce death upon Israel, putting ourselves under a curse. There will be collateral damage. Mark it down. We had better change our way of thinking, because they have lived under constant fear, constant attack, constant people that have just attacked Israel on every single way, every single front. They attacked them. And it's been horrible for these people to live. And that October 7th, the year before last, it was something that should have never happened. But it happened. It happened to the Jews. And it is a horrible thing to take place when they boil or hooked babies in the oven, when they killed people, raped. I mean, all doing this in the name of Allah. Name of Allah. Why? Bad religion is bad. Because they tend to justify virtually anything in the name of their God. You cannot justify slaughter, murder, rape, and these things that are totally against God in the first place. You can't justify it in the name of Allah. It just doesn't exist. Justification, because they hate. Their hatred is greater than their faith. Their hatred is greater than anything. All their hosts are wither away, as a leaf withers from the vine, or as one withers from the fig tree. For my sword is satiated in the heavens. Behold, it shall descend for judgment upon Edom. And who are the Edomites? The enemy of God. The enemy of Israel. So many enemies of Israel. Edom is just symbolic of one. And upon the people whom I have devoted to destruction. The people he's devoted to destruction. The sword of the Lord is filled with blood. It is sated with fat, with the blood of lambs and goats, with the fat of the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Wild oxen will also fall with them, and young bulls with strong ones. Thus their land will be soaked with blood, and their dust become greasy with fat. For the Lord has a day of vengeance. A day of vengeance, folks, for those who come against Israel. The whole entire United Nations is against Israel right now. The entire United Nations, and the Biden administration has been against Israel for the most part the last 4 years. Holding them back, not shipping the military hardware they need. The Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of recompense for the cause in Zion. Its streams will be turned into pitch, and its loose earth into brimstone. Now this is speaking of the end times. Into brimstone. Quite possibly the day of the Battle of Armageddon. And its land will become burning pitch. It will not be quenched night or day. And these things are promised in the book of the Revelation. You know, we think that Jesus is coming back as a peacemaker. There will be 1,000 years of peace, but before that, there will be a Battle of Armageddon, and there'll be a lot of things happen Read the book of the Revelation, the four horses of the apocalypse, the things that are going to take place, the fall of Babylon in 1 hour. These things will take place. They have been promised. We must be ready. Be ready always to give account of yourself and to be delivered from these things which shall shortly happen. The only way you can be delivered is if you're under the blood of Jesus Christ. Accept Him now. Lord Jesus, yes. Come into my heart. Save me. Heal me. Protect me. Let me be under your blood right now in the name of Jesus. That's the only thing that's going to save me. Lord, forgive us. Help us. Help this nation to get back on track in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from you. You want this station to continue? We need to hear from you. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Call us at 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.